Hello, it's Raquel with A Spark of Hope. Today's devotional is titled, Holding Onto God's Promises. 2 Corinthians 1:20 reads, For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Every day we face various challenges and uncertainties. In these moments, it is vital to remember the steadfast promises of God. He is not only the promise maker, but also the promise keeper. Today, let's explore the depth of God's promises and how they anchor us in life's storms. Unlike human promises, which can be frail and often broken, God's promises stand the test of time. They are unaffected by the shifting sands of circumstances or the passing of ages. Let's reflect on Hebrews 6:17, 18, where it states that God's purpose is unchangeable, confirmed by an oath, so that we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. His promises are as steadfast as His character, immutable and eternal. Every promise God finds its fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Whether it's the promise of salvation, provision, or eternal life, Christ is the affirmation of all that God has pledged to us. When we dwell in Christ, we are in the position to receive all that God has set aside for us. This is not because of our merit, but because His grace and love towards us. Living in God's promises means actively trusting in them daily. It requires faith and patience, but offers significant spiritual growth and peace. Consider Abraham, who waited many years for the promise of a son. Despite his age and Sarah's barrenness, Abraham believed God, who considered him righteous because of his faith. We find this in Genesis 15:6. Similarly, our faith in God's promises not only pleases Him, but also transforms our lives. There are three practical steps we can apply. 1. Meditate on the promises. Spend time daily reading scriptures that highlight God's promises. Let them sink into your spirit and transform your thinking. 2. Declare the promises. Speak God's promises over your life. There is power in the spoken word, and declaring these truths builds faith and alters realities. And 3. Act on those promises. Let your actions reflect your belief in God's promises. Faith without works is dead, so take steps that show you trust in His promises. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your countless promises that are yes and amen in Jesus Christ. Help me to deeply understand these truths and to live a life that reflects my faith in your faithful words. Strengthen my heart during times of doubt and enable me to be a living testimony of your promises fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen. God's promises are not just beautiful words. They are the very expression of His certainty and reliability. As you go through this week, let the reality of God's promises soothe your worries and guide your path. Remember, He who promised is faithful, and He will surely do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Have a blessed day.